The virtues of curiosity. The virtues of curiosity. What is the virtue of curiosity? Well, that's what little children have. They're always curious. They want to know why. They want to know how. They want to know how things can be done. And this virtue of curiosity comes to us very early in our life. This virtue of curiosity comes to us very soon in our being children, because it's something that is native within a child. They have terms for it, and when children are curious of academic things or intellectual things, they call them a nerd. When children want to understand what's going on, they call them having a nerdish attitude, or they call them having all sorts of strange things. They give them the term of retention of juvenile characteristics, neoteny, N-E-O-T-E-N-Y, interesting term. Basically, it's dreaming your wildest dreams, listening to the divine within you, listening to the magic within you, and following it. Albert Einstein, one of the greatest minds of this century, he said, "I have no special talents. I'm only passionately curious." Are you passionately curious? Are you interested in what's going on in your world? What's going on in you? Are you interested in how there are aspects of your being that you haven't even touched, you haven't even looked at, you haven't even investigated? Well, children love to investigate this, and adults love to investigate this, and people who love to investigate this are the people who are the creative ones, the people who are the imaginative ones, the people who come up with all sorts of great ideas, who come up with great imagination, who come up with things that the world had never dreamed of. You can be sure the man who came up with the wheel was a creative person. And he was a creative person, perhaps you might call him a lazy person. He was a lazy person because he didn't want to carry a lot of weight. So he figured out how to make the wheel beneficial to him. First, he probably had it as a rolling log, and then he thought, that's too much weight to carry around. So somehow he got the log cut apart. Now, how did he cut apart a log early in the days when they didn't have band saws, they didn't have crosscut saws, they didn't have saws at all? How did he do that? Well, somehow he did. And some of us say that he took a stone, he took a rolling stone, and he put a hole in it, and he put an axle in through it. Well, what's one of the first ways that they did things like that? Well, the Indians did that. They took two sticks, and they tied them to the back of their horse. And then they tied the sticks together on the lower end, more or less, and then they had the sticks drag in the ground. And then, between the sticks, they put a blanket. And on that blanket, they put all of their things that they wanted to carry. And they dragged them along, but the only difficult thing about it is they had to replace the stick now and then because it would wear out. And they didn't want the stick to drop their load. So they had to replace the sticks now and then because they got short. But what did imagination tell them? Imagination told them, think of whatever you can think of. How would you like it to be? How would you like to work on this idea? How would you like to bring it across? Children are good at this. They're loving, thinking of ideas and ways to do things that are impossible. And adults look at children and adults say, don't you know that's impossible? Don't you know you can't do that? Don't you know there's no way that you can do that? And yet, we turn to Einstein's words. I have no special talents. I am only passionately curious. Now, Einstein wasn't a sculptor. He wasn't a lot of things that we call, but he was a physicist. He was a mathematician. He was a dreamer. He just happened to dream into the atmosphere. He happened to dream into atoms. He happened to dream into the magic of life in all its forms and all of its ways. And the thing that was really so marvelous about Einstein that we all can take tied to, he had no idea what these things were that he was thinking about. He merely took thoughts that came to his mind, thoughts on physics and thoughts on mathematics and thoughts on all these things, like many other greats have done before him, and he applied it to his world. And he said such things that there's no straight line in the world. He said that the best way to get from one point to one point is to take a curved line. And he said many other things. And all these things were irrational. They were what a nerd might think, sort of creative imagination from a scientific, academic, or intellectual point of view. And that's what he was thinking about. And he was thinking about these things, and he thought, surely something good comes out of it. Now, did he say to himself, surely something good will come out of this? No, he was not the slightest bit interested in something good coming out of it. What he was interested in was what it is and how it works. He had a dream. He was curious. He looked into his inner self and he said, I wonder how that works. I wonder how this goes. That's curiosity. Children taking apart toys and watches and things like that, they're curious. They don't really want to know how the watch works. They don't really want to know what the technique is about it. They're just interested in seeing that it works and following it step by step as they take it apart. And sometimes they miss a step in trying to put it back together again and do not succeed. But this is the curiosity. This is the neuropathy that goes on in with people, that goes on in with human beings. It's a wonderful idea. It's a wonderful, fantastic, curious thing. This is what we all are endowed with. We all are endowed with this childish curiosity, as we call it, childish. It's really not childish. It's a very human virtue. It's a very mature virtue. It's a very intelligent virtue. And this is who we all are. We are interested in why. Why, Daddy? Why, Mommy? Why, Teacher? Why? Students are not going to school to learn rote material. They're going to school to learn how they can answer their question of why. And the answer to the question of why is not taking a bunch of intellectual concepts and putting them together. The answer to why is taking a lot of intellectual concepts and pulling them apart and making them sort of open and making them sort of understandable. And when you say, I wonder how I should do this, you're listening to the divine within you. You're listening to the absolute within you that says to you, there is a way. And you say, how could I be on the moon? And there's a way. How could I make a rocket? There's a way. How could I make a car that will not bump into another car? There's a way. They've got that in process right now. How can I make a car that'll dim its headlights when it sees another car ahead? They've done that for a long time. How can I do anything at all? And our mind, our curiosity of how can I, comes to the fore and gives us the answer. Oh, we may have trial and error because we haven't really listened to the divine within. But when we learn to listen to the divine within, we have less trial and error, and we have more reality, more examples of how our curiosity can be revealed, unfolded, can be shown forth in our life. You and I are born curious. All humanity is born curious. They say curiosity killed the cat. But curiosity didn't kill the cat. It's just that while the cat was chasing after something, it neglected to remember to be careful and not to jump someplace that it could catch up with itself from. But it can all happen. We all live in curiosity. We all live on the divine level of wonderment, the divine level of all that is good and beautiful. Virtues of curiosity. They can never be turned off, thank goodness. They're always being answered by the divine within us, thank goodness. And we are the ones who dream our dreams, who have our wildest dreams, and we don't call them wild dreams, we just call them curiosity. And we go with Einstein, the magical, mystical man of this century. "I have no special talents," he says. "I am only passionately curious." And you and I, we may not have any special talents, but we are passionately curious about some things. And the more things that we're passionately curious about, the wider is our field of awareness. Open up the Divinity Channel within you today. It's there. Tune in. Listen. And as you listen, do not judge. Just take the wisdom that comes to you. Take the intellectual awareness, the academic concept that might come to you, and apply it. But don't apply it with the idea that you have to understand it. Apply it with the idea that the idea came, and so you're going to apply it, whether you understand it or not, because it is the way it works. So this day, make yourself that wonderful vehicle for your curiosity, and let its virtues be expressed in and through your life today and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.